Imagine waking up each morning with a mind so clear you can hear yourself think. No racing thoughts about unpaid bills, unfinished projects, or unresolved conflicts. Just clarity, focus, and peace. This isn't some unattainable Zen state. It's the natural result of mental decluttering. In today's hyper-connected world, our minds have become storage units for unnecessary worries, outdated beliefs, and toxic thought patterns. We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and demands on our attention. No wonder anxiety disorders affect over 40 million American adults. Our mental space has become as cluttered as our physical spaces, with the average person having about 6,000 thoughts per day, many of them repetitive, negative, and unproductive. Mental clutter manifests in various ways: ruminating about past mistakes, worrying about future scenarios that may never happen, overthinking simple decisions, or feeling overwhelmed by endless to-do lists. These thought patterns drain our energy, impair our decision-making, and prevent us from being fully present. They create a constant background noise that makes it impossible to hear our own intuition and wisdom. The consequences extend beyond mere distraction. Mental clutter contributes to stress, burnout, insomnia, and even physical health problems. When your mind is constantly racing, your body remains in a state of low-grade fight or flight, elevating stress hormones and compromising your immune system. The mind-body connection is powerful. Cluttered thinking leads to cluttered living and diminished well-being. But here's the good news. Just as you can declutter your home, you can declutter your mind, and the benefits are immediate and profound. Mental clarity leads to better decisions, improved relationships, enhanced creativity, and a greater sense of peace. When you clear the mental static, you create space for what truly matters. One negative thought can spiral into catastrophic thinking. A small work mistake morphing into visions of unemployment and homelessness. This isn't a character flaw, but our brain's ancient threat detection system working against modern life. We waste energy worrying about things beyond our control, creating an illusion of productivity while blocking action. Even 5 minutes of meditation can interrupt thought spirals by teaching us to observe thoughts without attachment, like watching clouds pass rather than getting caught in the storm. The worry schedule technique contains anxiety by limiting worrying to a designated 15-minute period, while journaling creates distance from thoughts and often reveals solutions. Remember, thoughts are mental events that come and go, not facts. The average American checks their phone 96 times daily, every 10 minutes. Each notification triggers dopamine, creating a feedback loop that keeps us tethered to our devices and prevents deep focus. Digital minimalism means using technology intentionally. Start with a digital declutter. Remove unnecessary apps, unsubscribe from emails, and curate social media to include only what adds value. Set specific times to check these platforms rather than responding to every alert. Create tech-free zones in your home and implement a digital sunset by turning off screens an hour before bedtime. Batch similar tasks and practice monotasking, giving your full attention to one activity without digital interruptions. Remember that technology companies design their products to be addictive. Making conscious choices about digital engagement creates mental space for deeper thinking and connection. Present moment awareness is a revolutionary act in our distraction-filled world. Your breath serves as an anchor, available whenever your mind wanders to return you to now. Regular sensory check-ins ground you in direct experience. Notice what you see, hear, feel, smell, and taste. When eating, slow down to savor flavors rather than multitask. Mindful walking transforms routine movement into presence practice. Feel your feet connect with the ground and observe surroundings with fresh eyes. Body scan meditation helps identify where you hold tension, often reflecting mental clutter. Mindfulness isn't about achieving a particular state. It's about noticing mental patterns and redirecting attention. With practice, you develop metacognition, the ability to observe your own thinking. The practice requires only your willingness to pay attention to your experience. In our hyper-connected world, we've confused quantity of connections with quality of relationships. While the average Facebook user has 338 friends, meaningful social circles rarely exceed 15 people. Relationship decluttering begins by identifying which connections energize or drain you, not to judge, but to recognize which relationships truly nurture your well-being. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for mental clarity. Learn to say no to misaligned commitments without explanation, and stop absorbing others' emotions as your own. Address conflicts directly to prevent mental clutter. A difficult conversation now prevents months of rumination later. Approach with curiosity. I noticed X happened and I felt Y. Can we talk about that? Be mindful of social media's impact. Comparing your reality to others' highlight reels creates unnecessary suffering. Consider unfollowing accounts that trigger negative emotions. Quality relationships require presence. Practice digital minimalism with loved ones by giving them your full, device-free attention. These genuine connections matter more than any social media interaction. Research shows that physical disorder impairs focus. Each visible item creates visual noise that competes for cognitive resources. A cluttered environment directly impacts mental clarity. Start small when tackling clutter, one drawer or surface at a time. Evaluate items with three questions. Is it useful? Does it bring joy? Would I buy it again today? Items failing these create more mental burden than benefit. Create designated spaces for essentials. The average person spends a year of their life searching for misplaced items. Return items to their proper places to prevent this waste. Use the one-in, one-out rule. Identify an item to remove before acquiring something new. This prevents accumulation and promotes mindful consumption. Digital organization demands equal attention. Create logical file structures and clear naming conventions. A cluttered desktop creates the same cognitive load as physical clutter. Design your environment to support well-being with natural light, plants, and meaningful objects. Your surroundings should reflect your desired mental state. Physical decluttering isn't about minimalism. It's about creating an environment that supports focus, creativity, and peace of mind. Imagine standing at the edge of a crystal-clear mountain lake, the still surface revealing every pebble beneath. This is the quality of mind available when mental clutter dissolves. Mental decluttering is an ongoing practice of conscious attention. Each time you notice yourself caught in worry or digital distraction, you have an opportunity to redirect your focus. Setting boundaries strengthens your capacity for clarity. With a decluttered mind, creativity and solutions emerge naturally. Intuition becomes accessible, relationships deepen through presence, and joy surfaces in ordinary moments. Start small, perhaps with a 5-minute breathing practice, a social media break, or addressing one cluttered space. Notice the immediate shift in your mental state and build upon it. Mental clarity grows through consistent choices. In a world that profits from your distraction, choosing mental clarity is a radical act of self-determination. Clear the clutter and discover the power, peace, and possibility that await.